ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media station.
Sounds fascinating.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an FEF Friday on The Usual Suspects, coming to you live from Prime Social right here on Westheimer. Right around the Galleria area. We're going to be broadcasting here until 4 o'clock. The Blitz will take you home till 7 o'clock. If you're looking for something to do to escape the seasonal shopping rush, or you just want to get out of work early and get into some good poker, it's right here at Prime Social. Nick is back at the studio. To my right is A.J. Foyt's main man, the driver extraordinaire, Barry Laminack, who has put more miles on his car than most of you will do all year. Just to be here. That was fun last night, huh?
Wow. So, you know, when did I buy that car? I don't even remember when I bought it. Was it October?
Recently, right?
Yeah, I think I got it in October. By the time I get home from Dallas, I'll have about 9,700 miles on it. And it was like 200 when I got it.
I bet that by, let's just say, by February? Let's go by... By June, you'll have more miles on your car than I have on mine.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it very well could be. It was definitely an interesting night, for sure. Left the studio.
Yep.
Got to the venue at 8:20 for a show that starts at 8:30. So not
too
thrilled
early.
About that. Yeah. Supposed
Just
to be
like
there.
Doing your radio show.
Touché, sir. I'm supposed to be there just like for the radio show. I try to get there 30 minutes early. I try to get,
you hear
you
that,
know,
Nick? 30.
What are you saying, sir?
What time did he get here today, Andreas?
I think today is extenuating circumstances, young man.
Who decided that?
By the way, who's been the one that's been there early every day this week? Me.
Nick.
Where were you? Definitely not
I would
Nick.
Agree with that.
No, See? You shut your mouth, Nick. You're never early. Hey, guys, I'm going to get there early next week, and then he's always the last one that comes in.
Yeah.
That's with the, barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah.
With food, like, oh, man, I forgot I had to stop and get some food.
So did you,
anyways.
Traffic wasn't bad. Did you,
traffic sucked.
Oh, it was bad.
Yep, traffic sucked. I got to Plano at 8:20.
What were you expecting? What time were you expecting to be there?
I tried to be there by 8 for a show that starts at 8:30.
Right.
So I get there at 8:20, show starts. The guy's like, man, I have you scheduled to go last. But if you don't want to go last, I can put you somewhere in the middle and you can bounce a little. Because I called him and said, look, I'm not going to be there till 8:20. I know that's not protocol. I know I'm supposed to be there 30 minutes early. He goes, don't worry about it. You're going last. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have to leave, drive back to Houston after the show because I got to do my radio show tomorrow. And he was like, I'll put you up early. I said, well, let's see what the crowd's like. If there's, you know, opportunity to sell some merch and make a little extra cash, I'm always down for that. Dude, I drove, what is it? 4 hours.
Okay.
I drove 8 hours round trip to do a 15-minute set for 12 people.
You're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that comedy life that, you know, when you're a big-time star, obviously.
Well, but here's the thing. You don't
get to do those.
You're doing
things.
It anticipating that. I mean, it's a crapshoot, right? But you're anticipating there's going to be
people.
A decent crowd. Yeah.
Could you imagine if, as is the case in San Antonio,
that's where I was going to go.
If the show would have been canceled, at least I did the 15 minutes. I worked on some new stuff.
You'd have been like Rudy Gobert, but at the bar. You'd just been swiping stuff off the bar. Just be like, this is ridiculous.
Because at least I was like, okay, it's 12 people. I'm going to give them some of the hits, but I'm going to do some stuff that I've been working on, some new jokes that I wrote. I can at least try it. This is a great opportunity to do that. And then I'll take the 4-hour trek. I literally wasn't even in the building for 45 minutes total. I got there, parked, get out, go in, show starts, I'm up, I'm done. I wasn't even in there for 45 minutes, back on the road again. It was the craziest. The only other time I've done anything like this is I drove to Oklahoma, a small town in Oklahoma. I don't remember the name of it when I was first starting.
Enid?
No, but okay. Maybe it was. I don't, but it was, it was a small town, and there was this guy named Daryl Felsberg, who's a booker up north. He books shows in, like, Paris, Texas, and some shows in Oklahoma. And when, a lot of times in this business, you have to do what's called showcasing, where you go and you're part of a show of, like, seven or eight comics, and you're all showing what you can do for the booker so that he might want to book. So I'm doing this. I drove all the way to Oklahoma to do a five-minute showcase set and then drove back the same night.
No.
Yeah.
That, no.
Now, it was me and a buddy. We were both showcasing for him. But that's
still.
That's so if you're out there thinking you want to get into comedy because it's glamorous, trust me, it's the exact opposite of glamorous.
Man.
It's 8-hour drives for a 15-minute set for 12 people. It's 12-hour drives for a 5-minute set for a booker. Now, he books me a lot.
Well, that's good.
In the end, it was worth it. I work his rooms quite a bit, but it sucked. It certainly sucked, and I got in at 1 a.m. and I went straight to bed, and the wife woke me up at 5:30.
Actually, you got back quicker than I thought you would have. I thought you were going to be, like, pulling almost an all-nighter, but the fact that you at least got by back at a decent time.
I got in. I literally pulled in the driveway at 1 a.m. on the dot. Went straight to bed. Wife woke me up at 5:30. Got to give her a kiss to see her off to work, and then straight back to bed. I was just exhausted. I was like, I can't do this. So I got up at about 11.
Well, warranted this time. I mean, yeah. That's every day, but at least this time, it was warranted. Let me make that clear. Yeah, let me make that very clear. Meantime, Nick, you were at the game last night. I saw that. Anything fun and excitement before we break down the actual game itself?
I mean, it was what I expected in terms of Laker fans are all over the place, but the atmosphere
was
kind
of
fun. And the Rockets got a win that they needed. So, yeah, I mean, we can definitely delve
Laker
into
fans.
It.
Where have they been until they got LeBron? No,
I will say this.
Nope.
I will say this.
I don't believe
when
it.
When I was still working there, even when they were bad, there was still a lot of purple and gold in the crowd. They do for basketball. The Laker fans travel well. They are there. But, Barry, because you were traveling, you may have missed Harden's outfit last night.
I did. So I just saw a clip here at Prime Social where they have a ton of TVs, by the way.
Yep.
You're not going to miss any games if you want to come out here and get your gamble on and play some poker. You're not going to miss any games. But I did see, was that Paisley? What on earth?
That was Snakeskin.
Snakeskin?
Snakeskin shorts with a matching jacket. Now, I'll tell you what.
And you guys make fun of my clothes?
If this was a female and she had some heels on, I can see that outfit working.
Like a whore?
But, like, the guys on TNT were having a field day.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. The funny thing was is the temperature changed, like, 30 degrees from the time pregame to after the game when the wind picked up. And I'm going, ooh, boy, talking about blowing in the wind.
So
the twig and berries are going to be all over.
So he shows up in shorts.
Yeah.
And then he leaves when it's and shows up in shorts when it's hot and leaves and it's
freezing outside.
Cold.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. He deserves that then if he wore snakes.
Also, at least he heated up with a 50-piece. But during the broadcast, Shaq was out. Prayers up for his son, Sharif, I believe his name is. Had heart surgery.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yesterday morning. He's going to be playing at UCLA next year. He had to redshirt this year, but everything went well. But Shaq's going to be missing some time. And it was funny because Charles and everybody were giving their, you know, shout-outs and prayers and glad everything went well. And Ernie goes, and Shaq's going to be out all of next week, too, as he continues with this with his son. And Charles goes, hold up. Is he having another surgery next week? And they're like, Charles, come on, man. Show some compassion. He's like, you need 2 weeks after the surgery was today and it went okay. What's he doing?
Wow.
I was like, man.
Charles don't care.
No, he had some fun with it. And then so they had Kevin Garnett filling in for Shaq. And it was funny because first and foremost.
I bet that was horrible.
I thought the exact same thing that they finally said to him, which was, so unlike Area 21, which he does normally.
Right.
There is no dump button.
Right.
Because he cusses a lot.
I'm glad I'm not like that.
Right. So they said, absolutely no cussing, and they reminded him and did all this. But then when they showed the pictures of Harden, and Charles was like, oh, my God, it's terrible, blah, blah, blah. And KG said, we need to write on there, drip too hard. And everybody's like, what? And he's like, look it up on Urban Dictionary, but that's what's what you call drip too hard. So drip too hard is a song by Lil Baby.
Oh, I love that song by one of my favorite artists, Lil Baby. Lil Baby.
Because we've already yes. covered the fact that every hot new rapper is a Lil.
Little Baby. It's a baby.
So the Urban Dictionary definition is, I can't, the lyrics.
Come on,
too,
sing it.
I have the lyrics, but they're just too, they're too quick for me. But it says something that's real good or great. Drip means something you wear or something that you can be proud of or something you're doing. The reference of drip too hard, meaning it's really great or really good.
Oh.
So the use it in a sentence is, hey, look at my new outfit. My drip too hard. So there you learn something new every day.
I'm going to start incorporating that into my vernacular.
Charles,
I feel like
Kenny, and Ernie were all like, I have no idea.
I feel like if you use the word vernacular, you're probably not going to be using the phrase
drip too hard. I think that's
like
a safe bet.
I feel like there's not a one-to-one correlation between those.
I definitely think that's a safe bet.
Nick, what's your outfit? Is it dripping too hard today?
What's dripping too hard, Nick?
Always dripping.
You rocking those snakeskin Garanimals again?
Could never pull that off. I guess if I was a celebrity or a basketball star, I guess
that's
I might.
That's the thing.
You nailed
it, bro. Every celebrity, you can wear whatever you want as a celebrity, and no one says anything to you.
Russell Westbrook got away with the sailor pants and and the glasses with no lenses. I mean,
if I show up to Gal Media in sailor pants, you think I got roasted before because I was wearing skinny jeans or an Abercrombie shirt?
Oh, they addressed that, too.
What they said
on the air.
Hold on.
They took questions from fans.
The hell did they say about skinny jeans?
They took questions from fans, and they said, is it appropriate for a man to wear skinny jeans?
Yes.
And most of them said, Charles was the first one to say, depends on your physique.
Okay, yeah, see, I can rock that.
Then most of them said, KG said, it is if your physique is apropos, or if it's fitting.
Yep.
And they basically were in agreement. For the most part, as long as your physique – and Kenny was very mean to the guy and said, well, we only got a head and shoulders shot, but based on your head and shoulders, probably not. But he said otherwise, you can if you can pull it off, you know, and you have the right physique, you can do it.
Nice.
Yeah. So there, I thought you'd be happy with that.
Yeah. Well, now I learned something new. My clothes drip too hard. That's why y'all are haters.
I'm not even going to comment
little
on that.
Baby.
Don't be a little baby. You drove there and back.
Dripping
you're
driving too
hard there
again. Over here.
All right.
So, I got the drips. Nope. That's not how you want to say it.
We're going to just getting started, so we're going to open up the phone lines. We will take calls, 713-780-3776. You can call, text that number. That's our HRP listener line. You can also hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. So make sure you fasten your seatbelts and take us along for the ride. It's an F Yeah Friday, and Barry, your comedian of the week is?
My OG Ali Sadiq, man. Ali Sadiq has put Houston on the map, and he's got a 20-year anniversary show coming up at the Houston Improv this Wednesday. So I had to show some love, and look, I'm not going to lie to the peoples. I may have taken put a little less effort than I normally do, but it's only fitting that Ali Sadiq, the biggest name out of Houston comedy in the nation right now, gets a little extra love on the show.
There you have it. So we'll have a clip from him coming up, and at 2:15 and 3:15 as well. So we'll continue to roll on before we hit the break. I was mentioning the Rockets, and we'll talk about the Rockets. But the Rockets right now have the perfect gifts available for the Rockets fan on your Christmas list. It's not too late to purchase a Rockets holiday pack for as low as $149. Two different five-game plans. The Red Pack features Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, and the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic, while the Silver Pack features the Eastern Conference best Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant and the Warriors, and more. You can take advantage of the Rockets Holiday Family Special next Wednesday as well when the Rockets host All-Stars John Wall, Bradley Beal, and the Washington Wizards. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, one family holiday photo with either Santa Clutch or actually live reindeer for starting as low as $89. What a deal right before the holidays. And, of course, the Rockets play the Oklahoma City Thunder at Toyota Center, 2 o'clock Christmas Day. So enjoy your Christmas festivities and head on over to the TC and catch some Rockets basketball. For all the information, go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK. Get your tickets while they are still available, Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I need a sitcom. I need something. It's just us, me and these white folks. Let me tell you something. White people will change you. You be thinking that you live around them and you're not going to be pleasant. Shit. White people don't play that. You live in their neighborhood and then they want to meet you. That's crazy, boy. That's how I found out it was all white people in my neighborhood because they want to meet you. See, I'm not accustomed to that. Let me tell you something, people. I'm from the projects. And in the projects, let me tell you what never happens in the projects. When you move into the projects, don't nobody come and greet you. Nobody say, hey, welcome to the projects. Welcome to hell.
There you go. Ali Sadiq is our comedian of the week on an F Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects as we're back from Prime Social. You should stop by and see us play some poker. They got a two-day tournament going on. John Granato is in the crowd and in the mix. And if there's a bounty on his head, you take him out, you get some cash. So there is a reward to do what we all want to do and just take Granato out. He is here playing poker, and you could be too. So stop on by if you get the chance. Barry's here. I'm here. Nick's back at the studio. Guys, I want to tell you, too, that the big Christmas musical was this morning at Taylor School.
Oh, was she in it? What she
was? She was.
What did she play the role of?
Jesus. They all sang. Oh, so they learned four songs.
Okay.
She and Lisa and I marvel at this. First of all, Lisa's sitting there going, and this is another one of those mornings, babe. Taylor's dress is in your closet, hanging with your. I go, what?
Why?
She's like, well, I went out and got her a dress, and then I got her shoe. I go, why are we spending money because she's going to sing? She's like, you don't get it. This is what we do. Last year, we sent her in regular clothes, and I felt like the worst parent on the planet. I'm like, what? So I was like, I was a little bit irked by it, but I was like, all right, I'll let it slide. And then I caught an email in which they recommended that parents get special holiday outfits for their kids. I was like, all right, honey, I'm sorry, I get it. All right. So I get that there's the whole outfit, the whole thing. But the cool thing is, and we've both marveled at this, she can carry a tune pretty well.
Really?
And she's big on this, right? So all week, she's been practicing, and she is knocking it out of the park with all the singing. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I called Lisa. I got her to school a little. She was so nervous about it. Taylor was. She didn't even want to eat breakfast. She wanted to go to school early. She had her snowflake dress on. She was all fired up. I was like, all right, this is going to be cool. So I set it up. And Lisa, because of the weather, was almost going to have to stay at the station. But I texted her and I called her. And she's like, no, I'm out. I'm on my way there. I'm going to make it. I'm like, cool. So I got a parking spot reserved for her. I got everything set up for her. She skips the parking spot. She parks about 6 miles away. I go into the classroom. Taylor is losing it because everyone's parents there and we're not there. So I'm like, I'm there. And I go, Tay, I'm here. And she's like, where's mommy?
She don't care about you.
I'm like, oh. I go, I'll go get mommy. And the teacher's like, okay, we'll wait. So I go get Lisa. I was like, we got to hurry. So we get in there. They're already singing.
Oh.
And Taylor is losing her effing mind. She's crying. She's not happy. And I'm like,
that sucks.
I don't want it to be our kid.
Right.
So then she's like, mommy, come up here. And I'm like, yeah, mommy, get up there. Go now.
Go,
and she's like,
Mom.
Lisa's like, I'm not going up there. I'm in my work clothes and everybody. I'm like, go up.
If it's good enough for TV.
So I just brought her over. Yeah, she was like, because then everybody's going to recognize her is what she's saying. Mm-hmm. So then I bring her over. They go through four songs. Taylor maybe participated in the final 30 seconds of the last song.
Just because she was so upset.
Just because, and I kept going, and Santa Claus was in the building, and I'm like, we're going to go see Santa after this. I'm going to tell him you're a good girl if you just participate.
If you just stop crying.
She goes, she wipes her tears, but she goes, okay, Daddy, two steps later. Oh.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the joys.
Oh, my God, I was at wit's end. When I got out of there, Lisa's like, I'm going to take her to the mall. I go, why? She goes, there's a Santa Claus there, too. I go, have you not had enough?
Man, I'd go home.
And, of course, she lost her mind at the mall, too. So I was like, well, at least for us, in the privacy of our own home, she sang her lungs out.
She sang good?
Yeah. But it was she wasn't having it at school. So I was like, well, and then Lisa said, well, I'm just going to take her out of school for the day. I go, wow, okay, that's on you. I'm going to work. I went early.
No kidding.
I was like, I've had enough already.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Yeah, but all the parents are into it. And people are cookie hoarders. Afterwards, they open up some cookies for the parents. I'm watching parents taking a six-pack home with them and grabbing all the cookies. I'm like, okay, I'm out.
Can you sing?
No.
Can Lisa sing?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
You don't know.
No, I don't think she really does. It's weird because, like, and I don't know if it's something about because we both are in broadcasting and media, but ever since Taylor's been little, like, we have a big full-size mirror in our bedroom. She will she'll stop. She sees herself. She's like, oh, and she'll start singing in the mirror.
Oh, really?
And she'll dance. And if she sees one of her cartoons or singing, it's weird because like I'll go upstairs with her. And go, what are you watching? She goes, let's watch Puppy Dog Pals. And all of a sudden, in the middle of Puppy Dog Pals, there's a song.
Singing.
She will know every word of that song, and she'll carry the tunes. I'm like, that's amazing, because I wouldn't have any clue. But, yeah, she's big on the whole singing and dancing and all that. And I was like, oh, Lisa.
You're going to be a stage dad, aren't you? You're going to be like, honey,
nothing chaps my wife's ass more than thinking that she's going to be – because, first of all, she doesn't want her to be a cheerleader. She's like, she's going to be smart. Like, if she can be smart and still be outgoing, she's like, I don't need her to be the whole cheerleader thing. And that's just – I'm like, okay.
So if anybody's going to be Honey Boo Boo's mom, it's going to be you, not Lisa.
No, I don't want her to go that far, but I'm not going to discourage her if that's what she really likes to do. If
right.
she wants to be in either dance or theater or whatever. But
man. If she's like, Daddy, I want to be in pageants.
That's where I'd probably draw the line. Yeah,
there
awesome. Ain't going to be none of that.
That would be awesome.
But that consumed my entire morning.
Oh,
yeah, that was
times.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
I was asleep, so –
Well, good for you.
I did, though, last night, driving out to Dallas and then back again.
Yes.
It's crazy. I was able to listen to most of the game. I didn't get to watch it. But
football
I
or basketball?
To it. Football. I didn't. I don't care about the Rockets right now.
See, I started with the Rockets and totally forgot about the fact
what?
That the football game was on.
Now, that doesn't surprise me with you.
Yeah, and then someone tweeted about a throw Mahomes made, and I was like, oh, God, I got to switch over.
I'll say this about the football game last night. It doesn't – I'm not surprised in the least. Well, I mean, I picked the Chargers, but –
Did you pick it for AJ's pool?
No.
Okay. Because that would have been an outstanding pick.
I'm not surprised because – think about this for a minute now. They were up two touchdowns. The Chiefs are up two touchdowns with about 4 minutes left, maybe a little bit less, right?
That's right about 353, yeah.
Yeah. And you're talking about a defense that is one of the worst in football. Now, it's an offense that can move the ball, but as we talked about, they don't have the weapons that they had. They've had some injuries. You know, both teams have, to be sure. But I wasn't – with 4 minutes left, I was thinking if it's ever going to happen with two teams, it could be these two teams because even though Kansas City moved the ball, I mean, if you look at for the game, they didn't have 300 yards total offense. So that Chargers defense, one of those scores really was on Phillip Rivers with the turnover first
pick,
pass of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on him, and you really – I mean, you can put it on the defense, but it shouldn't have been their fault. That shouldn't be their 7 points. So when you think about it defensively, they had a really good game, the Chargers did. They got the three and out when they needed it, and that offense has been good, as is against other competition, but against one of the worst defenses in the NFL in Kansas City. It didn't surprise me at all that they were able to pull that off in the last 4 minutes. That's the perfect recipe something like that to happen.
You've seen this in the past with the Chargers because this was the Chargers and the Steelers. The Steelers dominated for 3.5 quarters, and all of a sudden late, the Chargers put some magic together. Rivers got it going, started getting some momentum and some tempo, and the next thing you know, the Steelers are looking at an L when you thought all game they were going to get that W. Last night was the same thing where you just give Rivers a chance and enough time on the clock. And he has proven this year he is on fire. I mean, he is on point. He's making the right passes. And the gutsiest of gutsy calls at the end of the game to go for two. I give him full credit. That was a hell of a call. Because if it doesn't work, you got an entire fan base going, all we needed to do was go to overtime so we still had a shot. Because it was so important to tie for the division lead. And yet, Lynn was like, no, we're going. We're doing this. And they did it.
I liked the call because you're on the road. Do you trust your defense in extra time against that offense? They did a hell of a job all game long keeping Patrick Mahomes in check. I mean, he was 243 yards passing, two touchdowns, no interceptions. That's not pedestrian. That's a good game. I mean, he had a really clean game. But it wasn't typical Patrick Mahomes games. But do you take that chance? Because you know what? If you lose, you're still one game back. You're still one game back. You play the Ravens or the Chiefs going to Seattle to play Seattle Seattle.
Yeah.
So I love the call. I love the aggressiveness. And it's the Chiefs' defense. They've proven they're bad. Why not go for it?
Plus, well, here's the thing.
Plus, don't tell me for 1 second that in Anthony Lynn's mind, all the problems that they've had with kickers over the last year.
That's
and a half
true.
Two
that's
years,
true, too.
That they
but
were
you
like,
keep
you
saying,
know what? Our offense, their
you're
crappy
right.
defense, let's do it.
You're right. But here's the thing. You keep talking about how bad the Chiefs' defense was. In the first half, they had a 14-7 lead. Eric Berry was playing his ass off. And
they
Andy,
needed him
and
back,
Andy Reid decided that's enough. He didn't play the entire second half.
It's crazy. Was there an injury?
No. I read the article after the game, and they said they want to bring him along slowly. so they didn't do it. And then you've got a defensive – you get Jones, the defensive end, that stacks up a sack in his 10th straight game, tying a record.
Crazy.
So their D-line played better than they had been playing,
yeah.
But yet it comes down to that, and they lose the game. So we can continue to talk about that. If you want to talk about some NFL, Texans is actually tomorrow. We can talk about that. Paul, we see you on hold. We'll get to you as well, talking about some Cowboys. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, call, text, hit us on Twitter, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects from Prime Social on an FYF Friday on ESPN 97.5. As we've told you and will continue to tell you throughout the show, that if you're looking for some fun on an FYF Friday, you should be at Prime Social. Prime Social is the place for anybody and everybody in H-Town to play poker. 7801 Westheimer. You stop in, you will not be disappointed. This is like a Vegas setting. This is clean. This is great food and beverage. This is people treating you like a VIP. And this is a lot of big-time, good-game poker, safe environment, valet parking, just a fantastic place. If you want to get your poker on, this is the place to be. Barry and I are here. Nick is back at studio. We've been talking a little bit about the football game. But, Nick, this jam right here is what I've been jamming on my iTunes for quite a while now.
In case you guys were wondering, Lil Baby, Drip Too Hard, the song you were referencing in the first segment.
Don't act like you Barry. Knew this.
Oh, yeah. Wait, let me get. Oh, yeah.
So sing it then.
No, I can't because I told you the lyrics aren't clean.
Chief, the lyrics are not clean. Hum it. How does it go?
What do you want me to? I can't find something that fits in the flow that rhymes the same way as.
No. Just hum it. If you know it, if you've been jamming this on your Zune, just go ahead.
Duck you
tell
does
us.
Not have the same meaning. It doesn't sound the same way.
I feel like you're.
I'm not trying to duck you, is what I'm saying.
Do you have this casingle?
No.
Okay. Put it in the yellow. Do you remember those yellow sport Walkmans?
Yes.
Did you have one of those?
Yes, the shock resistant or whatever. Yes, absolutely.
No, the tape version.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, man. You used to rock that thing.
Yep.
Go running with a brick on the side of your hip. That was fun.
Yeah, those were pretty honking big, no doubt about it. Okay, so before we get back to anything more about the football game last night, let's get Paul in here.
Yeah, let's do Paul. Paul, what's up?
Paul's been waiting. He wants to talk about the Cowboys. Paul, what's up?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's up?
We're just dripping too hard, Paul.
Well, just one thing. I watched the game last night, and that was a helmet-to-helmet hit on old dude.
Red Rose. Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, it clearly was. So, but anyway, but I'm talking about the Cowboys. Why does everybody give them such a bad rap? Stephen A. Smith, of course, we know he hates them. We already know that. I mean, that's a given.
Well, but, he also proved Dallas yesterday that he hates football.
Dallas is on the road. Their defense is playing good. You know, so this. What do you think about all that?
Go ahead, Barry.
I mean,
Stephen A. Smith doesn't know football, as he proved yesterday. We don't need to worry about that.
I don't know what to. I don't know what you want me to say. I mean.
Have they righted the ship? Yes. Have they found balance, and are they utilizing Cooper? Yes. Are they as good as the Saints or the Rams? Probably not.
Well, I don't understand why you would just call and be like, people hate the Cowboys. What do y'all think about that? I don't think it's warranted, but people are going to hate teams. That's just how sports works.
Look at the owner.
Was there anything very specific that he wanted other than just
general? Like, what do we think about? I think it's more or less the state of the Cowboys. Right.
Okay.
Right.
They're good. They're great defense, top three, top five defense in the league. They can run the ball. Good luck in the playoffs.
Did you get an early indication Paul wasn't going to respond to your opinion about dripping too hard?
By the way, Amos on Twitter said drip is now – it's the new swagger. So you don't say swagger anymore. You say drip.
Oh, yeah?
My drip's too hard.
Well,
so
I don't.
You don't say I got swagger. You say my drip's too hard.
So Kristen Ledlow was interviewing Harden after the game last night.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, James started that whole thing where
what,
he finished. No, he finished his interviews by going, swag. And then he walks off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Oh, it's a thing. Believe me, people on SportsMap decided to try it. It didn't work out. But, yeah, there's a lot of people that do they follow Harden's lead. So last night, Kristen Ledlow said the guys in the studio were talking about his outfit, and he goes, swag, and he walks away. So now what is he supposed to go? Drip. Is that you said drip is the new swag.
That is right.
So you're just supposed to just walk off into the sunset after you drop drip?
I believe so.
Okay. Sure. So
I'm gonna
whatever that's worth. I just knew Paul wasn't gonna respond to you either.
Every segment I'm gonna close out with drip, or I'm just gonna yell drip so hard, too hard or so hard. Which one is it, Nick? Drip so hard or drip too hard? Your drip game is
come on, Nick.
Point. He's not even paying attention.
What level of drip are you?
He's not even paying attention. Blake Brown pointed out, he said, Barry, if the Chiefs win, the Chargers lose the division due to a tiebreaker.
Yep.
Chargers aren't going to win the division anyways. I hate to tell people this. Chiefs were 4-1 with a division record. I think the Chargers are 3-2. I don't know that the Chargers and I don't think the Chiefs are losing that last game. I think it's the Raiders' last game of the season. They're beating the Raiders. They're going to go 5-1, which means if they're tied with the Chargers in that division, they're still winning the division
because they have the better division. Interdivision,
yeah. So they would have had to write you'd have to go back in history. You need a time machine. Chargers fans do, and go back if you want that number one seed. So unfortunately not going to happen, but hey, it's a big win and good momentum for them.
No, and you know what? Credit Paul to at least bringing something to the conversation in the fact that he was absolutely right on that hit with Rivers.
Very true.
There is absolutely no doubt about it that was he already started the slide. He had already made contact with the ground. They should have called that. And early in the season, there's no doubt they called that.
But you can't. Now, on the radio broadcast, they were saying that he was wasting time, letting time tick off the clock by arguing instead of calling a timeout. Well, where's your head coach? Your head coach can call the timeout. Players are caught up in the moment, and you get hit helmet to helmet. You're looking for a flag. You're lobbying for it. Your head coach, Anthony Lynn, needs to be the guy running down and saying, stop the clock, timeout.
Sure.
So don't blame Phillip Rivers for that. There's a ton of people on that field that could have called a timeout.
Point being, whoever was responsible for whatever, the bottom line was there was a lot of valuable time clicking off the clock that they really could – in retrospect now, obviously they didn't need all of it, but they should have been a lot more aware of it.
Though.
Yeah, because it could have cost.
Because, when they got that penalty in the end zone, instead of being able to run three plays, three or four plays, they had time for one, maybe two.
Right.
If you did it the right way. Now, all's well that ends well, and hindsight's 20/20, but, it could have come back to bite them a couple of different times.
You still shocked that they went for two?
At the time, I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. Go for the tie and take your chances. But then when you think about it, it's a coin flip. And then if you give that to Patrick Mahomes, the chances of that offense scoring a touchdown is pretty high, all things considered. Even with as good of a defense as the Chargers have, I like it because, again, we just talked about the fact that, you're on the road. Do you trust your defense or do you trust your offense to go against their defense to get one play to go 2 yards? I like the move, man. I really do.
So. Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. Because of the whole, and you look at it, obviously the Chiefs have issues at running back. And you got Hill to play last night. But when you look at the two teams, San Diego's defense with Bosa now really in the swing of things, with Derwin James, with the guys that they have, they're putting it together on defense. They've had a good year on defense already. But offensively, that unit is clicking. And if you add a Melvin Gordon back in, assuming that he could have played last night, right now I think you can make the argument that of the two teams, who's playing better right now? It might be San Diego and who might have a better chance because of the fact that the Chiefs are dinged up and the Chargers are getting healthy and they're getting right. And I think I said this yesterday, I think they made the right decision by holding out Melvin Gordon last night because you don't want to bring him back too soon. Then he gets hit again, and then all of a sudden he's going to be iffy for the playoffs. Instead, you hold him out. You still win the game, and now you're in the driver's seat, regardless whether you win the division or not, of really being healthy going into the playoffs.
It's amazing, too. If your name was Williams last night, you had a big game.
It's true.
Damian Williams with 2 touchdowns. Mike Williams with 3 touchdowns, including a rushing touchdown. Darrell Williams had a little contribution as well, so he had a touchdown, Darrell Williams.
If your name was Johnson, you were supposed to have a big game covering a tight end that's out, but that didn't happen in either way, any way, shape, or form.
I tweeted this morning, nobody should have said anything to Stephen A. Smith and just let him put Hunter Henry on his fantasy team for the playoffs. and just see how it went. No, shouldn't have said anything to him. Just let him – he's out there rolling with Hunter Henry and, like, I don't know why I lost.
I don't know if you saw this or not because you were on the road, but after all of the back and forth and Stephen A. made all the dumb comments yesterday at about
– the weed tweet and all that.
4 o'clock yesterday, the Chargers put out an injury report that featured Dan Fouts, LaDainian Tomlinson, and others, and it was like, okay,
that
now,
is great.
Now even the Chargers are in on it.
I think he even tweeted later where he's like, you know what, let's just keep it all basketball. And then I said, well, good for you for owning it, man. Good for you. Have some fun with it.
Yeah, definitely. So I didn't see Get Up or First Take, so I don't know if he mentioned it today on the air on TV, but at least on radio he was owning up to it.
Very good. Hey, look, we're out here at Prime Social where you can come out and play some poker. But if you want to get some action on the games online, you need to do that with MyBookie. And MyBookie.ag is the website, the place to get action on any game. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been around for years. And when you win, they're going to pay you. And, guys, I can't stress how important that is, man. You've got all these companies out there that will take your money. But when it comes time to get your winnings, oh, they've got tons of excuses. Not with MyBookie, man. You're going to get paid when you win, and that's important. That's why I recommend them. It's why Fred recommends them. You heard. I mean, I'm driving to Dallas yesterday hearing AJ talk about them, and it's the same thing, man. Guys that know what they're doing know you do it with MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. They've got in-game live betting, player perks for you to get involved with. You can even get action on over-under on fantasy points for a player each game. So it's super easy to sign up. Just go to mybookie.ag to get started. While you're there, use promo code radio, and they will match your first deposit 50% match. So you put in 500, they're going to give you 250. That's a 50% match on your first deposit with promo code radio. Easy to get started, mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Joel along with Barry here at Prime Social on The Usual Suspects. Nick holding it down back at the Gal Media Studios on an FEF Friday. F is for funny, and we know we have a comedian of the week, Ali Sadiq. If you missed him in the first clip that we played, you don't worry. 2:15, 3:15, we'll have two more clips. You can also get to the podcast, check up everything that you missed on that as Barry gave us a little backstory. We were talking football before the break. We got into the game last night, and, of course, we had some monumental calls, or at least one, about the Cowboys as well. So
yeah, and then Jeff's on hold. He also wants to talk Cowboys. Do we still have Jeff, Nicholas?
We do. He is on
hold. Yeah, man, I'm tired of hearing all these Cowboys fans. Oh, Cowboys, all this. Man, the brass ass facts. They're going out in the first round. One more thing to say. Which one of you guys is married to the lady that does the news in the morning, and how'd y'all meet? I'm out later. You guys rock.
Appreciate you, Jeff. That would be Joseph that is married to the, quote, lady that does the news. They met on.
No, why don't you take
Grindr?
The first part of the call first?
Oh, you about the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? I don't. Again, there's. Listen, if you have a call and you want to say, "Hey, I have a question. Do you think the Dallas rush defense is going to hold up throughout the play?" That's a specific question that we can discuss.
Or Amari Cooper. But now that you see what's transpired, has he been worth the first round?
I think he just wanted to talk mess about Cowboys, which I'm totally okay with.
I am too.
If you have something specific you know about them, but just to ask our opinion, like, okay, I think they're good.
I said my opinion, which
are
is
are they going to beat the Saints? Are they going to beat the Rams? I don't know in the playoffs. I don't know. I don't think so.
They've turned their season around a lot, like the Texans did, right? There's a lot of similarities between these two teams. And one of them is that they both turned their season around. Now, they didn't rattle off 9 straight wins. They did what they had to do. And in the process, they went out and added a frontline receiver, a wide receiver 1, which they didn't have. A lot of people said they overpaid for him. They didn't know if that was the right move or not. Well, at least for this year, it certainly looks like the right move because Amari Cooper has been the exact spark that they needed on offense, and it's provided them balance between him and Zeke. And Defensively, they keep playing better and better. They're getting healthier. Sean Lee's coming back. So, look, they're a good team. Are they better than the New Orleans Saints? Absolutely not. Are they better than the Los Angeles Rams? Absolutely not. So, you know what? The thing is, you can be playing better football, and you can be progressing towards a playoff berth and a divisional championship, and you get a thumbs up from me. But does that mean that you're going to beat those two teams in the playoffs? I don't think so.
Here's one of the things to look at, too. Like, Dallas's defense is legit. They're stout. They're one of the top five, you know, defenses in the NFL. Their first round matchup it's not easy. They're playing Seattle right now. If the playoffs started this week, they get Seattle, and that's not a team that I would want to be facing right now. Similar records, both 8-5 right now.
Who gets the home field? Dallas, because they won the division.
Dallas, because they're not a wild card. Seattle would be the
they
first
luck
wild
out
card
there.
Yeah, they do. They luck out because Seattle and Minnesota right now are the wild cards. But one thing to look at and keep in mind. Of all the teams in the playoffs, and just glancing at it yesterday, of all the teams in the playoffs, Dallas has the worst plus-minus ratio. That's not a good formula going into the playoffs, which is why when you look at some of the other teams and you look at their – Seattle, second-best plus-minus ratio in turnovers at plus 11. So they can get after the ball. I mean, Houston is pretty good, plus 9. So some of these teams that you're going to be facing – New Orleans plus 8. The Saints are a plus 9, I believe. That's the Rams at a plus 10. But all of these teams can get after it on defense and get the ball and get turnovers. Dallas, not so much, man. And that could be key going into the playoffs. So that's something I would be concerned about. Yes, it's a good defense. The offense doesn't necessarily take care of the ball, and the defense doesn't force as many turnovers as you need to. So,
yeah, no doubt about it. And if you're looking at the three quarterbacks, I think – people would take Drew Brees 1 in the NFC.
Yep.
Goff 2. And you know, Dak after that somewhere.
I'm taking Russell Wilson.
And I'm saying after that somewhere, because of the fact that I've compared them to those two other teams that you're not going to beat, I think.
Is Dak the worst in of the group? Of the six teams in the playoffs? Think about this. In the NFC, you've got.
Yes, he is. He's not as good as Kirk Cousins.
You've got New Orleans. You've got L.A. So right. You've got Brees and Goff.
Right.
Trubisky with the Bears.
Ooh, okay.
You've got Dallas and Dak Prescott. You've got Russell Wilson in Seattle, and you've got Kirk Cousins in Minnesota.
He's better than Trubisky. He's not better than Russell Wilson. He's not better than Kirk Cousins, and he's certainly not better than Drew Brees or even Jared Goff, in my opinion. Do you disagree?
No, I disagree. I think he's neck and neck with Trubisky. You could make the case that, you know, 5 and 6, if you flip those two, I would be okay with that. But I think one of the keys, though, in favor of Dallas is the fact that they can run the ball.
Absolutely.
And they can run the ball so well. They've got one of the best running backs in the league, much less in the playoffs, but in the league in general. Their offensive line has turned things around. They're playing better than they did to start the year. So I just think that it's going to be tough, man. You're going to have to get past Seattle and then, you know, either the Rams or the Saints. And I know they beat the Saints 13-10 when they faced them earlier, but
You got to go to New Orleans. You
got
to go to New Orleans
in the playoffs.
Yeah,
but I don't count the Cowboys out because defensively they can keep them
that's
in
where,
any game.
See, that's Vander Esch has been playing his tail off, and they're talking about sitting him down when Sean Lee comes back. That just gives you one more active and really, really physical linebacker. We know their front seven. We know their pass rush. We know DeMarcus Lawrence. We know what you're going to get there if their secondary holds up. Their defense can play with just about anybody, and they've proven that. Now, they're going to have to go on the road, and that's going to be key, whether it be on natural grass when you play the Rams or in a very hostile environment in the Superdome when you play the Saints. So those things have to be factored in as well. But look, I'm all about giving them the credit that they deserve because no one saw the Cowboys winning this division about 6-7 games in, and especially when they didn't have Amari Cooper. So kudos to them for being able to do what they've done.
Somebody tweeted to me, Riley sent me a tweet and said, Barry, your yeehaw on the Cowboys and Indians commercial isn't talked about enough. It's very underrated.
I just caught that today when we were in break, and I was like, I hadn't heard it in a long time, and I was like, oh, my God.
My yeehaw doesn't get enough love. I'll admit that. And when I did it, we were in that side studio with Michael Carroll, and it even said in the script, yeehaw. And I was like, so I'm really supposed to yeehaw right now? He's like, yeah, and I was like, well, you know what? You know this about show business. You got to commit.
Yeah.
You got to sell out. You got to do it.
So I was like, you can tell when you don't.
If I'm on a yeehaw and I just half-ass this yeehaw, it's on a commercial. People are going to notice. I sold out. I should have been a Cowboy. I really not a Dallas Cowboy. I should have been like a country cowboy. I missed my calling.
I was talking to Murph on the way here, and I said, Murph, on that very topic, I said, you should be up for best supporting actor of the year. And he's like, Joby, what are you talking about? I said, man, the way you try and soft sell the fact that every time they crap the bed that they're playing good basketball. And he's like, he started laughing. I said, man, whether you call it for an Emmy or an Oscar, you should be up for best supporting. Kevin's going to have to be the leading guy. He was laughing. But you got to, man, because you can read right through it. He said that the one thing that people notice is, forget about what he's saying. If you read his facial expressions, that you can tell when he's faking it a little bit. So that's always good humor there.
Yeah. A couple things on the text line. Hey, Barry, did you check out the Fossil Watch by any chance? I haven't yet, but I need to. I'm gonna try. Saturday after I watch the game, I might get out and do that so that way I have something for my wife to get for Christmas.
Okay.
But I have not. And Nate said, if you're dripping too hard, you might want to go to the doctor and get that checked out.
It's a good point. It's a valid point.
It is.
Penicillin can cure a lot.
P. Randizzle said, isn't the drips like an STD? That is what the drips is. And Jesse from Spring, is it just me or does drip so hard sound like a Pornhub category? Kind of does.
Touche.
Very good, Jesse.
There you go. Hey, we've already got one in the books. Still got 2 hours to go with the big show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can call that number, you can text that number, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Still got plenty to talk about. We can talk about the Rockets. We can talk about the Texans. Texans have a big game tomorrow against the Jets because if they win out, they have the possibility of getting that 2 seed in the AFC. So that's going to be something worth keeping an eye on if you want to talk about the hometown team instead of the Dallas Cowboys. Before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about PXG Golf because if there's a golfer on your list and you're looking for the perfect gift, well, why not get the newest and best golf clubs out there, PXG clubs? Their launch angles are higher. You hit it farther. It feels softer, more forgiveness and accuracy than any other club you're going to put in your bag. And the reviews that are out say the exact same thing. Golf writers say absolutely remarkable, the best clubs out there, undeniably the best. And the pros that are using them can't stop raving about them, and they're getting results. PXG clubs have won on every major tour around the globe and even a college national championship. So the question becomes, what are you waiting for? You can step up your game, enjoy golf more than ever, lower your scores, and up the level of fun you're having playing by adding PXG clubs to your bag. You can schedule a fitting at the Club of Carlton Woods in the Woodlands just by calling 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or go to PXG.com to book your custom fitting right now. PXG, nobody makes clubs like they do, period.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.